There's a new poll showing that what were once believed to be some traditional American values are seeming to shift right now. Joined on the KRD Newsline by national correspondent Aaron Rial to break down this report. Good morning, Aaron. And what are some of the things that seem to be shifting when it comes to the opinion of Americans?
Hi, Andrew. Good morning. Yes, this was a fascinating one and frankly kind of a scary one. So patriotism, religious faith, and having children, these were all priorities that pretty much define the American experience for generations, not so much anymore. This is according to a poll from the Wall Street Journal and the University of Chicago. 38% of respondents said that patriotism was very important to them. 39% said religion was very important to them. That's down sharply from when the journal first asked these questions back in 1998. At that time, 70% said patriotism was very important to them, and 62% said so of religion. Also tolerance, and I think this one is a huge one in terms of where we're going as a nation. As recently as 4 years ago, 80% of Americans deemed tolerance to be very important. That has fallen to 58%. And then finally, to round out the most shocking stats, only 23% of adults under the age of 30 said that having children was important to them. That's down from 60% in 98. But I think the idea of tolerance is one that should be looked at pretty closely because frankly, this is a patchwork. This is a melting pot. It has been from its inception, and part of that requires tolerance. And the fact that we're declining in that, not increasing, is shocking and concerning.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, kind of shocking as well with that time frame, because again, you said a lot of this went from about 98 to recently, so it's very, you know, kind of a sharp decline pretty quickly. But there was at least one category where we saw that increase, and probably in line with everything else, showing that money seemed to have more of a value now than it did back in 98.
I know, and this one is really concerning too, the fact that the only thing we can all agree on as a priority, money. 43% cited it as very important. That's up from 31% in 1998. And really, Andrew, the question becomes why? How did this happen? How did we get here? And there's a number of things. It's never just one thing. So it kind of started with the September 11th terrorist attacks. Then you had the financial crisis in 08. Then you had the rise of President Trump. And regardless, if you love him or you hate him, there's no question that he was a divisive figure that we can all agree on. And then you throw in a pandemic and the rise of Black Lives Matter, gender-neutral pronouns. Again, not to say any of this is good or bad. It just is what it is. And for some people, it happened a little bit too fast for their taste. And it kind of created this environment where you have individuals saying, if you're not exactly like me, if you don't think what I think, then be damned. And that's very simply not an okay place to be in when you want to create community and hard work and all the things that create a thriving society.
And then you add in the COVID-19 pandemic, which really shifted, you know, the view towards community as well, just added to that distrust. It really shows that really the greatest American value we have right now is just that sense of jadedness.
Exactly. And also the idea of American exceptionalism. This used to be very important to a lot of Americans, but only 21% in the survey said that America stands above all other countries. And I think that in the global world we live in, kids are coming out of college saddled with student loan debt. There is really kind of no path to the middle class in terms of owning a home. It's hard to find a job that allows you to pay your rent and your car payments, let alone create a family. And then you can look overseas, and I'm, again, not making a judgment call here, but when you can look at a Nordic country that has everything they want and a high quality of life, or either Southern European countries where you have more of a community, there's good and bad anywhere, but I think we're more aware of what other countries have that perhaps we don't. And the idea that this is the only place where good things happen is no longer true for a lot of younger people.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that global view as well, and really comparing it to years ago where we didn't have as prevalent 24-hour news and really showing the constant, you know, kind of warts and all, really helped to kind of keep that American exceptionalism idea going, and now seeing everything being put out there 24 hours kind of on that wash, rinse, repeat cycle kind of adds to maybe those questions, and especially as you mentioned, comparing to other nations that seem to have it all, but really, I guess, is the grass that much greener on the other side?
That's such a good point. You know, and the short answer is no, it never is. I think when you're just looking, like, for the basics, that a lot of people would say, hey, perhaps there's another way. I don't know the psychology behind this, and it would be fascinating to see the economic psychology behind it. But for sure, the idea that this used to be the only place that you could, quote unquote, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, apparently hard work is not even something we value anymore, and community involvement, all of these things that used to be so profound to who we were as Americans, no more.
Yeah, very interesting to see, you know, kind of that temperature of the nation. Aaron, appreciate it.
Have a great day.